The Senate begins debate today on a bill that would weaken the Dodd-Frank banking regulations passed after the housing collapse and financial crisis. One of the things the bill would change is the so-called Volcker Rule, named after former Fed Chair Paul Volcker. And the current Federal Reserve Board is also considering changing that rule. So let's remember what that is with Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. And Ali, start with the overall bill that the Senate's considering to roll back parts of Dodd-Frank. Remind us, you know, what it was supposed to do and what the changes would do.
Yeah, Robin, good to talk to you. The whole bill was meant to sort of prevent banks from doing all sorts of risky things that could affect the economy as a whole. And there have been a lot of complaints over the year, mostly from banks, but from others who say that it's been a little too restrictive. So the core of this new bill is going to exempt about two dozen financial companies that have assets of between $50 billion and $250 billion from the highest level of scrutiny by the Federal Reserve. So there are three parts to watch in this bill. The effect that it has on community banks, bills with fewer than $10 billion in assets, they would be exempt from something called the Volcker Rule. Mid-sized banks would get less scrutiny. And the biggest banks, the biggest change there is that the Fed will not enforce rules on them equally and across the board. They'll be able to tailor it to each bank, which the banks like, by the way. They didn't like the fact that they all had to follow the same rules.
Well, the Dodd-Frank law had near unanimous Democratic support when it passed 8 years ago, and now 12 Democratic lawmakers are sponsoring this bill. So what's changed?
So the Dodd-Frank rule, again, which made sense at the time, was to prevent banks from doing risky things with money that people had deposited on them, because as you know, the banks had been trading that stuff, and then the trading assets lost
values.
Right.
Yes, right.
So these were rules to keep everything a little tighter. Now, even Barney Frank of Dodd-Frank said that he would have been open to changes. There are some concerns, though, that taking restrictions off of banks up to $250 billion in size could be dangerous, because if four of those banks went out of business at the same time, could that be as big as serious as a big bank going out of business? So Barney Frank thinks the $250 billion limit is too high. It should be $100 billion. But there are senators in a few states where Donald Trump won. They're Democratic senators. They've been targeted by the financial industry for donations, and they are trying to appear more moderate. So that's why there's Democratic support.
Well, but isn't there still fear in some quarters? We remember the Volcker Rule. It pretty much kept commercial banks from using it. This is customer deposits. Speculative trades, you know, cutting up mortgages. Oops, they don't work and everything. And this was after the Glass-Steagall Act, which was passed after the huge, you know, crash of 1929, which separated commercial banking from investing. It used to be they just kept your money in banks, and then Wall Street did the investments. Glass-Steagall was repealed in 1999 under Clinton, and some said that led to all this risky stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't there a concern we'll just go back there?
Yes, that's exactly the concern. So while there are some who say that there can be changes to the Volcker Rule and to Dodd-Frank to make it not so onerous, particularly on the smallest of banks, that, you know, they're basically, community banks are really struggling under this. The fear is if you deregulate too much, banks do have a tendency to get themselves into the sort of trouble that they did. Even the Volcker Rule didn't say banks can't trade anything. They just can't trade more than their customers might need to take out.
So they're just doing a Goldilocks thing,
trying
to see if they can find a sweet spot.
Yeah.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent, also co-host of Velshi and Rule, and our friend. Thank you.
My pleasure.